up on the plane, they never knew what was coming. Migrants from around the world trying to make that money, flying out of Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Egypt, Nepal, the Philippines, India and Ghana. First Kuwaiti general got the contract, went to the poorest states to make the contacts. Come along, you unemployed, we've got some work abroad. With passports stamped for Dubai, the planes took off. Landing down in Baghdad, not one worker knew what was in store. Forced labor in the middle of a war. Locked inside the green zone, they would live their lives like this, housed in little crowded rooms, working unpaid shifts. First Kuwaiti drew the plans, July 2005. 100 acres, 20 buildings, fully fortified. A permanent enclosure, the State Department's dream. The largest U.S. embassy the world had ever seen. Everybody's seen it, yet somehow no one knew. They tell a lot of stories, you gotta question if they're true. A fortress on the Tigris, surrounded by the heat. The daily bombings, house raids, checkpoints on the street. Inside would hide the bankers of the corporate enterprise, assigned to build the export plan to suck this country dry. First Kuwaiti, the IMF, the oil tycoons, taking downtown Baghdad and making it Cancun. Owned by people who will never be the amputees, built by cheap labor, import economic refugees. Bar. Another day begins, threatened by the guns of the bosses. Trapped in a situation that no nightmare could conceive. They would die here like this, with no way to leave. First Kuwaiti withheld their passports and their papers, kept them locked inside this compound, guarded by soldiers. With no health care, they were drinking water from the Tigris, full of diseases and the bodies of organizers. Everybody's seen it, yet somehow no one knew. They tell a lot of stories, you gotta question if they're true. Baghdad, Vatican, like an oil rig in the sea, built by the ancient U.S. tradition of slavery. A rook's placed strategically in the empire plan, financed by the suffering of the people of this land. First Kuwaiti, the State Department, everybody knew. If you'd been inside the green zone, you had to. 2,700 workers tricked and trapped inside, invisible to the world, keeping corporate profits high. Everybody's seen it, yet somehow no one knew. They tell a lot of stories, you gotta question if they're true. Boarding up on the plane, they never knew what was coming.